I've recently found myself getting a little bit frustrated. I think it's partly the current economy that everybody's trying to be very careful in the money that they spend on their web projects, which is entirely understandable. And I'm a huge fan of, focusing on return on investment. I talk about it all the time. And they're also trying to get stuff out quicker so that they can start recouping that the money that they're spending on development. And I can understand all of that, but increasingly I'm seeing people making false economies, thinking very, very short term, and they're going to pay the price later. Let me give you a couple of examples. One of those is usability testing. We haven't got time to usability test. We haven't got the resources to do it. It's too expensive. It's too time consuming. Let's just skip on and build the thing. But of course, the problem with that, fairly obviously, is that you build something and then it's the wrong thing. And so eventually you end up paying the price. It's a false economy. Another example of it would be wireframing and planning before you begin the development. That's such a crucial stage to actually think through in depth every single screen that you're going to be building, every error message that's got to be written, the whole works. Now, you may say, well, we need to get on and start building it. But the reality is you have to do that thinking process at some point. But by doing it all up front, you make sure that you've covered every contingency, that you've got something in place for all the little niggles that will come up. Because too often, when that thinking does eventually happen later on in the project, if it hasn't been done at the wireframing stage, it creates all kinds of additional complications. So, beware of false economies is my advice for the day. Just really think, am I right in cutting a corner here? Is that going to come back and bite me at a later date? I suspect you'll find it probably will.